Chapter 6, Studio Work. Point the light a bit upward into that corner, and pull up that lamp a little closer, Scott, Glenn said to me as we were getting ready for this evening's shoot. Over the last few weeks, I have been helping Glenn out with his studio. After school, I go over to Glenn and Gloria, eat with them, and do my homework. After that was all done, it was off to the studio. After the shoot, Glenn would throw my bike in the back of his truck and drive me home. Glenn had recently landed a pretty big job for a local tech company where they wanted some of their employees to appear in a calendar. There would be a men's and a women's calendar. The men's one was based on iconic movie posters, where the women would represent old classic album covers. This sounded easy enough, but the setup for the scene was meticulous, and the models wouldn't always look or stand how Glenn asked them to. So today was the second chance for the Terminator poster. The background wasn't too tricky, and Glenn found a replica of the gun Arnold held in his hand. In order to check the lighting, Glenn asked me to get in position, hold the gun, and look all badass with the sunglasses that are too big for me. Great! Now just the red light reflecting in the sunglasses left, Glenn says, obviously pleased with the current setup. The bell rang as Glenn was putting up the red light. He looked at me and asked, "Can you get that? That'll be Steven. Let's hope he manages it better than John did yesterday." I nodded and headed to the door. Last night, John couldn't pull it off. The guy was too skinny and too full of himself to get in the right pose. So Glenn called his contact at the company, and they promised they'd send someone else. When I opened the door, there was this guy that had a bit of Arnold's physique, but his face wasn't even close. "Hi, kid. I'm Steven," the guy said, smiling down at me. "Welcome to Aquinas Pictures. Follow me to the studio, please. Mr. Taylor is setting things up. We're almost ready." After Glenn and Steven shook hands and talked a bit, I showed Steven the clothes he needed to wear. Unfortunately, there wasn't an actual dressing room in the studio, so we placed a room divider in a corner where the models could change. After over an hour of tinkering, changing bits and pieces, and making sure the lights were just right, Glenn called, "That's a wrap." Glenn looked satisfied and, despite my modest experience, I saw Steven was a far better model than John was. And, of course, his big pecs under the black leather jacket helped a lot too. After Steven was gone, Glenn and I started breaking down the Terminator set and setting up the black and white Scarface background. Tomorrow, a guy named Joe De Niro would come by to be Scarface. This would probably be the center of the male calendar because this guy was the VP of sales and, with a name like that, he was destined for this cover. After we were done with the initial setup, the thought about how clumsy John was at the first Terminator shoot entered my mind. And an idea popped into my head. "Is it that difficult to pose correctly?" Glenn looked over, smiled, and said, "Apparently. That John guy sucked. Steven was way better. Can I try posing as a model? We've got a good backdrop now. I don't want to be Scarface, but I want to try posing and you giving directions. Is that weird?" "Nah. It's not weird, bud. I'll grab my new camera, and we'll start doing some portfolio pics." I knew what portfolio pics were, but I wasn't pursuing a modeling career. I just wanted to experience what modeling meant. So I guess shooting a bunch of portfolio shots was a good way to start. Glenn turned on the studio lights and said, "Okay, bud. Stand over there and act naturally. Maybe take off your shoes and socks." I heard from other models that this made them feel more at ease. I kicked off my shoes, got rid of my socks, and awkwardly got in front of the backdrop in just my white t-shirt, pale blue Levi's 501 jeans, and white Fruit of the Looms. I didn't know where to put my hands or how to look. But with Glenn's pointers and reassuring words, I was getting more and more comfortable posing for the camera. "Can you take off your t-shirt?" Glenn asked after about 24 shots of me in an equal amount of different poses, that way, I can take the best headshot. I didn't have to think twice about it. I trusted Glenn completely and wanted to experience the whole shebang. So a moment later, my shirt flew through the room and landed near Glenn's feet. Glenn got real close to me and started taking my headshots while directing me how to look and what to do. Next, where the three-quarter and full-length shots. But standing here without a shirt stirred something inside me. It made me feel sexy and attractive. So as Glenn was lining me up in his lens, I started smiling coyly at him and slowly unbuttoned the top button of my jeans. I knew this exposed the waistband of my underwear, and it somehow made me feel sexier doing so. Glenn lowered his camera and looked at me with that same look I saw yesterday by the pool when he looked at me beating off. "Just do what comes naturally now. I'll stop talking and just shoot away, okay?" Glenn said softly. I just nodded but knew precisely what he meant. I had to forget there was a camera and just go for it. And that's exactly what I did. I turned my back to the camera and looked over my shoulder while pushing my ass back. I unbuttoned another button and felt myself grow stiffer as I did this. I wasn't fully hard yet but was getting more aroused by the minute. I turned back around, facing Glenn. I put both my hands behind my head, stretching my upper body this way. I felt my pants slide down a bit as I did this, but I had just enough buttons left to prevent my pants from sliding off my hips. Glenn got closer and focused on my midsection. I could see he had the top of my pants, undies, and belly button in the frame. After two shots, he got back and shot me at full length again. Once I saw Glenn was ready, I placed my right hand on my cheek and slowly moved it down my chest toward the waistband of my undies. Next, I slid my fingers inside and stopped just short of my willy. I felt more aroused than I've ever been, doing stuff this kinky in front of a camera. And it must have shown because Glenn whispered, "Oh yeah. That's a great look." This encouraged me even more, so I slowly took my fingers from my undies and agonizingly slow moved them toward the buttons of my jeans. The moment I loosened the third button, my jeans slid down my hips and crumbled around my feet. I heard Glenn gasp at the sight. I knew he did his best to make me feel like he wasn't there, but he apparently couldn't hold up the act entirely. I felt my stiffy tending out my white underwear, but it made me feel in control and powerful. I stepped out of my jeans, kicked them aside, and posed with my hands behind my head again. I let Glenn take his shots before I moved both my hands down my body toward my stiff willy. When I reached the waistband, I let one hand slip inside at my hip while the other grabbed the base of my stiffy through my underwear to emphasize its hardness. I stood like that for a few moments before the hand at my hip started pulling down my undies. My other hand kept gripping the base, which caused my bald pubes to come into view. My other hand prevented me from showing more. As I opened my eyes, I saw Glenn standing there with the camera in front of his face. But my eyes immediately dropped to his groin, where his willy was obscenely tinting his jeans. Seeing this urged me on even more, and I looked directly into the lens as my hand let go of my stiffy. The moment I let go, my undies slipped past my stiffy, which slapped loudly against my belly and bounced down and up once more before pointing toward the ceiling. Standing there exposed and as hard as I've ever been, caused my arousal to reach heights I never felt before. Glenn didn't say anything, nor did he move. He just held the camera in front of his face, anticipating my next move. I quickly wiggled out of my Fruit of the Looms and kicked these aside too. Then, not really knowing what to do, I grabbed my stiffy, ensuring my dickhead was still exposed, and smiled at the camera. This caused Glenn to whisper, "Oh yeah. That's hot." He moved in to take a close-up of my hand-wrapped stiffy. After three or four shots, I expected him to back up after these shots, but instead, he moved up to take close-up shots of my belly and chest all the way up to my bony shoulders and thin neck. "Turned sideways," Glenn said, still barely above a whisper. So I turned sideways, which allowed Glenn to catch my butt, hip, and stiffy in one shot. I let go of my stiffy, and it was now twitching with anticipation. I didn't wait for Glenn to give me more instructions. I just grabbed it in my hand and started stroking it, Glenn still close by. I closed my eyes, and since all of this turned me on incredibly, I already knew this wasn't going to take long. The tingle in my willy was stronger than it ever was before, and as my hand moved up and down, I heard myself moan loudly. What happened next was almost an out-of-body experience. All sounds around me tuned out, and my vision was off. I only saw my body clearly. The rest around me was blurry. My main focus was the fantastic feeling in my willy and my stroking hand. I felt my balls contract against my body as my willy started kicking in my hand. I wasn't coming, but the feeling was almost the same. And then, only a few heartbeats later, I exploded. The kicking in my hand intensified, and sparks fired off in my brain. I felt my legs grow weak and fell to the floor. All the while, my willy kept twitching, and I couldn't see anything. "You okay, bud?" I heard in the distance. And a moment later, "Scott?" I lazily opened my eyes and saw Glenn standing there with a worried look on his face. "Yeah. I'm fine. It's just..." I got a bit more comfortable on the floor as I enjoyed the afterglow of my orgasm. "Hold still," Glenn said enthusiastically, "you look perfect lying like this." I didn't care. I felt a bit exposed this way, but it was still a big turn on to be photographed like this. My still stiff woolly was sticking up proudly from my groin, and I had one hand behind my head. This must be a great thing to look at least according to the way Glenn was acting now. After 6 or 7 more shots, there was the familiar sound of the end of the roll. I got back to earth and smiled at Glenn. "Did I do okay for the first time?" "Shit. You did an extraordinary job. I never had anyone in front of my camera who acted more natural and at ease as you did." "Thanks. I like doing it too," I said as I stood up and grabbed my undies. "Are these Pintar type shots?" I chuckled. "Oh no. These are way too sexy for that. Maybe 2 or 3 are suitable, but the rest of them end up in my special private extra super private collection. No one but the two of us will ever see these." I smiled at that. I felt proud about posing in Glenn's comments. I wanted to see these pics badly, but I sure as hell didn't want anyone else to see them. So I was pleased with Glenn's response.